Many diners at the J&L Cafe in downtown Stirling are sipping on glasses of tap water as they enjoy lunch on this December morning. That wasn't the case just a year ago. Cathy Orchid says she never used to drink the tap water.
You couldn't hardly drink it. It was bad tasting. It's very much better.
The difference lies in the new multi-million dollar water treatment plant, less than a mile from the diner. Stirling's utilities superintendent, Jeff Reeves, supervises operations.
The EPA, who oversees the state of Colorado Health Department, put the city on an enforcement order where we're basically told we have to fix the problem.
The city and the state had long been aware of problems with the drinking water, specifically that it contained radium and uranium, contaminants that can lead to kidney problems and bone cancer.
All of these problems are naturally occurring. So this problem happens in the groundwater as it's moving through formations that may just happen to have naturally high levels of uranium or radium.
That's Ron Falco, who manages the Safe Drinking Water Program for the state of Colorado. He says dozens of other communities, all on the Eastern Plains, are also struggling with water quality because, like Stirling, they rely on groundwater. The EPA issued new drinking water standards in 2008, which meant those locations were now out of compliance with federal standards. Falco and other state health officials started working with the communities to improve the water systems.
Historically, over 55 or about 55 systems in the state of Colorado, serving about 32,000 people, have struggled with uranium and radium in their drinking water. By 2008, that number was at about 37 systems and about 21,000 people.
Stirling's new water treatment plant is about a year old and has put a dent in those numbers. The town of about 15,000 people in the South Platte River Basin was the largest municipality in the state facing this water quality issue.
So you can see we've got 11 wells on the left side of the screen there.
David Beck is the water treatment plant operator for the city of Stirling. Here in the control room, he monitors the machinery that removes uranium and radium through reverse osmosis.
80% of the water from them goes through the RO process.
Reverse osmosis forces the water through a membrane, trapping contaminants which then form a concentrated brine. But there are a couple of challenges. One is a 15% loss in usable water due to the treatment process, a significant figure for a region grappling with water quantity and quality. The other problem is what to do with that wastewater. Utilities manager Jeff Reeves.
We're storing it in an underground reservoir, basically, that's down below an impermeable layer, so it can't get back up into the drinking water.
Despite those two challenges, Reeves says the city of Stirling now has water that is well within federal standards. In addition, the reverse osmosis process has also improved the taste.
We thought that we might as well make the water much more aesthetically pleasing. If you're going to produce a product that people are going to have to pay for, it's a lot easier to get along with the customers if the water's good.
But back at the J&L Cafe, diner Dennis Lambert says he's not convinced the $30 million water treatment plant is making a difference.
I still don't trust it to drink it. Everything that's in it, yeah. I just rather have bottled water.
Lambert and other Stirling residents may still have a bad taste in their mouth, but now it's due to the water charges. They're paying 50% more than a year ago, and that has had a big impact on the town.
A lot of people's changed their ways. I don't water my lawn as much as I used to. I used to have a good backyard and a front yard, and now it's a front yard, and that's it.
Ron Falco of the Colorado Department of Health and Environment says Stirling's changes to water treatment are a success. However, other smaller communities are still looking for ways to get their drinking water into compliance. In the Arkansas River Valley in southeastern Colorado, about 12 communities are waiting for the completion of the Arkansas River Valley Conduit, that will provide them with drinking water from the Puebla Reservoir instead of the groundwater that they currently use. State officials are working with the remaining communities on water treatment options. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.